Some of the men who came to the coffee, sponsored by the AFL-CIO, were retired. Others had some free time on a Monday morning.
I'm Chuck Caleri. I'm an electrician from Local 158 here in Green Bay. And the reason I'm here is I'm unemployed.
Caleri says he works sporadically. Sometimes he gets a job that involves dismantling machinery in Green Bay and getting it ready to ship overseas. He and others at the Coffee Clutch hope to hear the president address globalization. But the biggest topic was health care. Dick Hansen is a retired longshoreman. He says he'd like the president to explain just how the new Medicare prescription drug benefit is supposed to work.
In clear, though, you know, not this. You talk to five different people and you get five different answers. And I mean, I don't think I'm ignorant, but I'm confused as all hell.
I don't really feel like there's a problem with the health care bill in any way, as long as you can open up your wallet and just keep paying and paying and paying. When that wallet goes dry, that's when your problems start.
Mike Cole is a retired iron worker. Like others at the gathering, he feels the current administration is ignoring the middle class and actively eroding the rights of workers. And he doesn't expect George W. Bush's speech to change his mind.
He just hurt this economy so bad and our country so bad, and has hurt so many people and individual families. I think it's terrible.
The White House says the president's speech will be upbeat. Bush is expected to give an assessment on the war on terror and Iran's nuclear program. He'll also address a domestic energy program and health care. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.